Welcome to 16th century Mexico, or should I say, Nueva España. After 2 years studying how the ancient indigenous markets called tianguis looked like, I'm doing my research about the development during the first century of the Spanish colonization and how they were related to the Spanish shops and taverns. Tianguis didn't change that much. They kept selling corn, cocoa, chili, cotton cloths and every kind of fruits and vegetables. All these products were shown in petates, fever mats, and Indians soon started to sell Spanish items like chicken, soap and candles. On the Spanish part of the city of Mexico, there were two spaces for selling and buying. The biggest square had a big market with Spanish vendors as well as Indians, and the buyers were from different social groups too. Products were mainly Spanish, like bread, shoes, hats and sweets. Close to the market, there was a big building with several shops, where silk, houseware and other valuable goods were sold. The shops of the small square and those of the nearest streets offered the same products as in the big one. The difference was the small square had portales, which were small tables at the doors where scribes, fruits and water sellers were. Apart from these shops, there were two specialized ones: taverns for wine selling and pulquerias for pulque, an alcoholic beverage made from agave. Taverns were seated at the small square and wine was sold only by Spanish married men. Meanwhile, pulque was sold by all Indian women on open stalls only in the indigenous part of the city, where most of the consumers were from. I can establish that the different way of selling depended on where the products were sold. Indians kept selling their tianguis the same products they used to, adding some Spanish ones that they adopted. Spanish sellers, on the other hand, reproduced the system they knew from Spain. Only buyers were indistinctly Spaniards, Indians, Blacks and Mestizos. They just bought what they needed wherever it was offered.